More than 500 people, standing in driving rain, gathered at the Midland Cenotaph Monday in a testament to those who died fighting for our freedom. The 98th consecutive memorial was hosted by Master of Ceremonies Dan Travers, Vice President of Royal Canadian Legion Branch 80, who gave the solemn introductions, but shared a laugh with the crowd as his closing remarks were cut short due to his sopping notes becoming illegible after the hour concluded. The rain drenched many. One umbrella held three beneath it. Many of the adults simply weathered the hour-long ceremony, as would our relatives in harsher conditions. Reverence was given by all who stood at the microphone toward the chairs set out for service veterans in front, many of which remained vacated throughout. The ceremony began with a parade march by the Legion Branch 80 pipes and drums, looked upon by the numerous veterans, members in the police, fire, and emergency services, personnel from CFB Borden, color guards, and politicians as well as residents. Prayers were led by Angie King and Reverend Tin Dunlop. Second World War veteran Sandy McGilvery recited the poem High Flight, by Royal Canadian Air Force pilot John Gillespie McGee Jr. McGee having died at age 19 during the Second World War. Stoic Sea and Air cadets along with restless school teenagers were acknowledged by former Simcoe North MPP Garfield Dunlop, representing the provincial government, as the ones who would carry on the tradition. "There's no better place to live in the world than Canada," said Dunlop. "There's so many people to thank for that, but the key people to thank are those people who laid down their lives in the many wars and continue to serve to this day." Legion Branch 80 President Dee Adair provided shared words resonating with those residents who could only participate as attendees. "My husband, Ron Adair, was president for the last 10 years, and for those of you who come every year, you've heard his heartfelt speeches. I, myself, have never served. My husband, grandfather and uncle served, and they will always have my deepest respect." Further speeches were given by federal government representative Renee Hackstetter and Mayor Bill Gordon. Wreaths were placed as the reading of names were provided by Georgian Bay District Secondary School students Samantha Larmond and Rylan Ross. Travers gave recognition to Remembrance Day banners installed this year along the downtown core, and pointed out the website midlandvirtualmemorial.ca as a location where those interested could learn about the 69 Midland and area names from the First World War which are on the King Street Cenotaph. Intent of the project at a future date is to include those who died in the Second World War and later wars, with potential for additional listings on those who served and returned alive. Further scripture readings and prayers were provided by Captain John Thomas, with a benediction by Reverend Cliff Rumini. The wet crowd participated several times, through the national anthem and the reading of the Act of Remembrance at the beginning where the response, "We will remember them," was chanted, through the hymn Abide With Me, and at the end as God Save the King was played. On conclusion, the parade resumed with a slow march down King Street toward Legion Branch 80, where shelter and sustenance were offered. Former Town Councillor Bob Jeffery stood in attendance throughout the entire ceremony, beneath the tree near the cenotaph. For the past 50 years, Jeffery had made that spot his location as it was where he and his father would commemorate Remembrance Day recognition. "My dad was in World War II," said Jeffery. "This tree is where I come every year." On the significance of Remembrance Day, Jeffery said, "If it wasn't for those guys, we wouldn't be here. We'd be under tyranny. It's that simple."